It's Christmas in June in Anaheim as the Angels get set to play host to the Royals. We'll pick things up in the third with Lorenzo Cain facing Jesse Chavez.
On Sunday, there's a ball well struck, deep to left field. Ben Revere looking up, saying goodbye. It's out of here. Lorenzo Cain stays hot. And the Royals jump out to a 1-0 lead here in the third.
Ian Kennedy picks up his second strikeout.
Look at Kennedy coming back after falling behind.
And Lorenzo comes through with a two-out base hit and knocks in Gordon to make it 2-0 Royal. And then he challenged him, and that ball is driven high and deep and gone. So the perfect game lasts 5 2/3 innings. And Cain drives it deep to left. Revere going back, and Lorenzo has done it again.
Going from lava hot to scalding hot.
Lorenzo Cain's big night helps the Royals to a 3-1 victory. The Royals have now won 6 straight games, and Lorenzo Cain helps Ian Kennedy pick up his first win of the season in his 12th start. Kennedy also beats the Angels for the first time in his career. The Royals have fought their way back into contention in the American League Central. Their recent hot streak has them just 3 games out of first place. Here's the skipper, Ned Yost.
I don't think he gave up a hit till the 6th inning.
Not a base run.
Yeah. Yeah, until that point, and was 3-1 on Pennington, and, you know, I'm not going to walk him and, you know, give him some credit. He hit the ball out of the ballpark, but just pitched a fantastic game. Low, you know, just really on a roll since we've been in California, really been swinging the bat great, 2 homers. You know, a 2-out RBI base hit after Bonnie just smoked the ball the second on a double play. So great night by both of them.
Pretty big out to get Pujols too in that 6th. I mean, that thing could have slipped away pretty easily, but he just bared down.
That was going to probably be it for him. He had kind of hit a wall. I thought that he had Maben struck out and didn't get the call, and which ended up costing him about another 14 or 15 pitches, which eliminated him from going out in the 7th inning. But, I think it was like a 34, 35 pitch inning, but he really started to get drained there. So Pujols was his last guy.
I think he thought he had struck out too.
Yeah. I think everybody in the ballpark, for the most part.
At least numbers wise, you look at where Ian was coming into this game, and then he puts together a marvelous outing. I mean, was he building to this, or was
absolutely this? Building to this? You know, he was throwing the ball great. We couldn't score for him early. In the year, I mean, we couldn't get him any runs. He was pitching great, then ended up with the hamstring injury and then battled his command when he came back and just kind of progressively getting better each outing. Was really pretty good in Seattle, so we expected him to be right back on track today, and he was.
What are you seeing out of Lorenzo right now? He's just seeing the ball great?
There's no answer to that question. Yeah. He's just seeing it good. He's hot. He's feeling good. The ball looks big to him. I mean, he's on everything.
Ned, do you sense a different vibe with your guys in the last week or two that maybe they kind of survived the worst of it and have now sort of hit their stride?
No.
You don't sense, you know?
No, I mean, I never sensed a vibe when we were struggling. I mean, not a huge vibe. This is a team that always grinds. They always do. So their mood or their vibes don't really fluctuate, you know, depending on how we're doing too much. It's just a pretty even keel bunch. And when we were, I mean, if you walked in our locker room or walked in our dugout in April at the end, you couldn't tell that we had lost 9 in a row. I mean, you could after the game, but before the game and during the game, you couldn't tell that we were struggling. Guys were grinding. Guys were, they had energy. They were getting after it. So, I mean, it's the exact same. Now, they had confidence in. They just weren't producing. But, you know, I don't see any change in their vibe or their, their attitude, their energy at all.
Lorenzo Cain continues to swing a hot bat. He's now homered in 3 straight and has 3 consecutive multi-hit games.
It's been nice. I'm just trying to swing at better pitches. Dry the ball all over the ballpark, and it's been working out for me lately, so I'm just trying to keep it going.
And we know that you can get hot in bunches. At what point do you know when it starts to happen that you're heating up? Is there something that stands out to you?
When I'm laying off good sliders, laying off balls in the dirt, I feel like I'm locked in a little more. But like I said, it's a long season. I'm just trying to continue to do what I've been doing the last few days, and hopefully I can continue to drive the ball, drive guys in, and help this team win.
He had no idea it was coming. I had to take one there for you, too. Couldn't give that away. That's the only guy that's going to cool you off. He came from all the way around the side. All right, I don't know who's smiling more right now, Lorenzo or Salvador Perez. This was a different game than what you've been playing, though. You guys have been scoring 7-8, double-digit runs to be able to win a close one, too. Tell me about that.
Well, it was huge. Ian came out, did a great job. I didn't realize a few innings in that he had a no-hitter going. So he did an outstanding job. We definitely needed that from him tonight. And then, you know, our bullpen came in and held the fort. So, you know, a total team effort, and I'm happy we were able to get the win tonight.
Last thing, how much now does this feel like Royals baseball? 6 wins in a row for the first time this year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can just keep it going because we've definitely been swinging the bats really well. You know, pitching has been outstanding. Bullpen's been outstanding. Defense has been great. So just got to keep it going, you know. Like I said earlier, it's a long season. You know, it's all about being consistent, and that's what we're trying to get back to, being consistent and playing Royals baseball.
The Royals will go for a 7th straight win on Saturday when rookie Jake Junis makes the start.